And good morning. Welcome to County Edition here on 1590 KVGB and 95.5 FM, the talk of the town, coming to you from the Mayo Money Management Studios this morning as we get you up to date on what's going on in Barton County. Today, talking about Barton County Health Department and the Kansas Children's Service League on the program. We're going to talk about what's going on there, a big community baby shower coming up later this month. And to help us do that is Connie Kale. She is with the Kansas Children's Service League Healthy Families Program. Connie, welcome to the program today.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. And also Morgan Sanchez. She does a lot with the health department, and which it sounds like, Morgan, you're kind of a jack of all trades down there at the health department. Welcome to the program, and kind of talk about what you do at the health department on a day-in, day-out basis.
So day-in, day-out basis, I would say I meet with clients, who come in for appointments, and every pregnant or up to postpartum, up to 1 year, they are given an Edinburgh. The Edinburgh screenings are screening for like postpartum depression, perinatal mood disorders, things like that. And if the Edinburghs are scored over a six, I'll meet with them. But I meet with all of the pregnant women just to make sure. A lot of people seem to focus on baby once baby comes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Everybody forgets about mom, right?
Right. And so we want to make sure that mom's okay.
Okay. So we'll talk more about that coming up with Morgan. How long have you been with the health department now, Morgan?
It will be a year at the end of July.
Okay. And this is your first time here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's about time. It's about time. Great to have you here. Connie, I'm going to ask you some questions here because I was asking you before the show started because you are with the Kansas Children's Service League, Healthy Families. Tell me about what that is and how you collaborate with different agencies in Barton County, including the Barton County Health Department.
Well, the Kansas Children's Service League Healthy Families Program has been in our area for 6 years. And we are a voluntary home visiting program. We want to enroll, we try to enroll moms that are pregnant or that the baby is not over 4 months old. However, we can enroll in some instances whenever they're a little bit older. But once we have the family enrolled, we work with them until the child is usually 3 years old and goes to preschool, or can be a little bit, could be up to 5 years old, depending on what a particular situation may be. And we take referrals from, we get referrals from the health department, from the WIC program. We get referrals from the hospitals. You can self-refer. You could be your neighbor. You could, the DCF. We get referrals, schools from anywhere. And like I said, once the person is in, once the family is in the program, then we work with the whole family, even if they have other children. We enroll whenever the child is young, but we work with the whole family.
How long have you been in this position?
4 years. I have been with Kansas Children's Service League for 4 years.
Okay. What drew you to this organization?
Well, I have worked with families for many, many years in the community, in other with other agencies, and I really like that this is preventive, because what we want to do is we want to help keep children at home before children. Sure. We don't want children to be removed, so we work with the families to overcome any obstacles that they may have as far as the children being at home, and we basically focus in on parent-child interactions. Because we feel like it starts at the very beginning. And so I love working in the preventive end.
Connie, talk about some of those challenges that new families or families face that you help come in and alleviate some of those challenges.
Well, some of our parents just simply are not sure how to parent. I mean, you know, that can be because they're brand new mamas, and they just have never had children, so they really don't know what to do, and brand new moms, and they could also have obstacles like maybe housing, and there could be other risk factors at home. You know, they could be in an unsafe home life and not really not know for sure how to get out of it. Well, we believe that in order to give kids the best chance at life, that we need to help to alleviate some of the obstacles that the parents might have so that they can focus more on their kids. Some parents just don't even, they don't even know how to, they don't know that they should play with their kids. They should read to their kids. We also do screenings to see if they're developmentally on target. And if they are not on target, then we will help them to know what resources in our community that there are so that they can get the help that they need.
What are some of those resources that, that you can refer them to, Connie?
The Sunflower Early Education Center.
Right.
Barton County Health Department. And at the Sunflower Early Education Center, they have several different programs that they, depending on what the needs are. So those are a few.
Sounds kind of rewarding. No wonder you like it so much.
I love it.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. So if someone, you know, you said self-referral.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the, kind of run down some of these other referrals that, you know, someone knows maybe someone's struggling. Can they refer somebody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, if you have a neighbor that's pregnant and you said to your neighbor, you know, what kind of support do you have, or do you need support, or they are sharing with you that they need support, then you can ask them if you can give your name, their name to them, and then they would call us and tell us who. And really, in order to refer, all it takes is the permission from the parent or parent-to-be.
Okay.
And their name and their phone number. And we call them, and then we take it from there.
Is this one of those things that I probably would – I was very fortunate with our children. We had both sets of grandmas and grandpas and family that was in. I just try to look back and think what it would have been like if there wasn't that support group there.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that is the case.
And you have to do it all by yourself.
Uh-huh. And so we provide that support. We provide support for them, someone to talk to, someone to meet with them. We meet with them once a week, and we just help them to know how to parent better. And we are strength-based, so we go in there and we find their strengths, and we help build on their strengths. And often, especially new parents, they don't even know what their strengths are. So we help point those out to them.
How relieved are those parents sometimes when you've said you don't have a plan, you don't know what to do? How relieved are they when they, gosh, this help's available? And it's got to be, again, going back, kind of rewarding for you, but it's very helpful for those parents.
It is very rewarding. And, in fact, I want to toot one of our mom's horns right now, because one of our graduate moms, she went through the program. Her family graduated from the program, and she has been selected as the graduate parent of the year from the Child Abuse Kansas, and that is from all over the state of Kansas. And so she has just been selected for that, and so she went through the program, and she was a mama that needed. She just needed to change direction and needed that support and that help, and she did it, and she did the work, and we're very proud of her.
Very proud of her, and also to, you got to be really happy for her children that were in her care. You know, that's.
She's a great mom.
Yeah,
she's a great mom.
That is great. Okay, we are with Connie Kale. Morgan, I'll get back to you here. I promise that. So
I was just listening.
Yeah, it was great information. So how can people, what do they need to do to get a hold of your organization, or can they do it through the health department?
Well, the health department does refer.
Okay,
perfect. And so that would work. But we have a phone number, 620-603-8442. That is our office number here, and they can certainly call there if they want more information or if they want to refer someone.
Great information today. We're going to take a break. We'll have more of the program coming up right after this on KVGB. Welcome back. County Edition here on 1590 KVGB, 95.5 FM. Connie Kale with Kansas Children's Service League Healthy Families Program joining us, along with Morgan Sanchez with the Barton County Health Department. All right, Morgan, you said you do a lot of things down there, so I'm going to ask you about some different programs and how people can access these and what you do. So let's talk about the Pregnancy Maintenance Initiative Program, one of those acronym programs, the PMI. Tell me about this, Morgan.
So PMI, I am the program coordinator. PMI is for pregnant or it can be postpartum moms. You don't have to be a part of the WIC program. You don't have to even be a client at the Barton County Health Department. It's a gift-initiated program. So every time a client, once they enroll, every time they come in, we'll give like small gifts throughout, like diapers, wipes, something that'll help them eventually. And then it's an informative program. So we give information on Safe Sleep, Purple Cry, and then we have our breastfeeding peer counselor who goes over kind of the gist of breastfeeding and why it's good. And those clients eventually get a completion gift at the end of the program if they complete everything. And at the end of the program, there is a postpartum home visit.
And all of this is absolutely free?
Yes.
Wow, that's a wonderful program. So you've kind of got a care team down there that you're working with. Okay, Morgan, tell me about Special Health Care Needs Program, the SHCN.
So the Special Health Care Needs Program, so I get my referrals from Topeka will send my referrals, the ones that are near Barton County. Those clients, I don't have a ton of face-to-face visits with, but I am more of a person they contact if they have any questions. We provide care coordination to those clients. So say they go to the doctor and the doctor's kind of just talking to them like he's talking to a colleague. And a lot of us can't understand things like that. And so I'm kind of that middleman that if they're getting frustrated with the doctor, I can kind of be the middleman to say, okay, I need you to kind of dumb this down for us, please, because we don't understand this. And then I'll kind of go back to the family and give them more information on that.
That's kind of what you do for me on this show, okay? that's the way this program works. That's the reason it works so well. So specialized medical services to infants, children, and youth up to age 21. What are some of those specialized medical services that we're talking about here?
So there are DAPs, and those DAPs are, there's like 10 of them. Oh, with those DAPs, they choose them. And
what's a DAP?
Direct Assistant.
Okay.
Something.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Direct Assistance Program.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And they have different things on them. And I don't do too much with the DAPs. They just choose their DAPs if they're eligible for them. And then after they choose their DAPs, it could be like help with gas to get to appointments, help with, we have something to where they can request. So say somebody needs a wheelchair, but they can't afford it, and insurance won't pay for it. We have funds that if it gets approved by the board, we can purchase that for them if needed.
There's so many services people don't even know about, right?
Yeah, and it's called Special Healthcare Needs is known as the biggest secret in Kansas. So yes. We're trying to get it out there.
Okay, so is that, how do people, are they referred for that program? I mean, is that how that works, or is this information you get from the state too?
They can be referred. Many different agencies around Barton County can refer them. I've been trying to get Special Healthcare Needs Program out there more by sending letters to some of the doctors here, sending letters out to different agencies maybe around us, like in Pawnee, just in case some families don't know about us so that we can get them the services that they need.
How long's the SHCN been around? For a while now?
For a while.
That's why it's been a big secret.
Yeah.
We just need to get this out more, even though it's been around. That this is available for people in Barton County or outside of Barton County too?
So I take care of the counties around us for the most part, but there are like in Wichita, they'll take care around the counties around there. There's a bunch of counties in Kansas that do it.
You mentioned this earlier, the Edinburgh screenings. I'd ask you who Edinburgh was, but we'll probably need to go down there because it's just the Edinburgh screening. Why is this so important, Morgan?
It's important because a lot of women, so after they have baby and they have these feelings of anxiety, they have these feelings of sadness, they kind of ignore them and a lot of people don't see them. And so we want to not make it, it's like women almost feel ashamed to feel this way, but we want to be able to take care of them and make sure that they're okay because it can be deathly to an extent, and it can be really exhausting for women after they have baby.
How's this process work? You must be a pretty good interviewer.
Well,
I mean, that's probably where you find out a lot about this information, right?
Yeah, I do. They they fill out the Edinburgh on their own. And then once it comes back to me and I meet with them, I kind of just go over. If it's a high Edinburgh, I'll ask them if they want to be referred to services, which could be a therapist or anybody, if they took medication at one point in time for this, maybe getting back on medication, things like that. So,
what kind of questions are involved with the Edinburgh screening?
It says it's feelings within the past week. And it asks if they've had feelings of sadness, if they've... So the last question is the biggest question of all, because it asks if they've had thoughts to harm themselves or others. But there's just a bunch of questions, just if they're feeling sad, if they're feeling anxious, if they... just really questions around that.
Well, you've got a nice smile. That's going to put people at ease when they're talking to you about this. Do you meet with just the mother? Is it with the father sometimes, or more than one, or how's that work?
We have... A lot of the clients that come in are majority just the women. Mm-hmm. We do have some dads come in, and we would like to see more dads come in with the pregnant women. When the dads come in, I also explain that we've been attending different webinars that are also coming up with paternal postpartum depression. So it has come to light that dads can also get postpartum depression too. And so I kind of try and bring that to light too, especially with men, because they tend to kind of ignore those feelings and think that it can't happen to them. So
what's some of this anxiety coming from? Is it just kind of what maybe Connie talked about before? Maybe just anxiety because I don't know how to be, you know, this is a new deal for me, first time. I mean, are those some of the anxieties that we're talking about here?
Some of those could be, and like Connie had said, like the risk factors, sometimes not having things that you need.
Yeah.
And then also those that were diagnosed with anxiety or depression or bipolar before pregnancy are at a higher risk for that. And if their mom also had postpartum depression, they're still at a high risk for that too.
So the Edinburgh screening, so that's offered for people to come in and just give the health department a call and get it started?
They could. Okay. We usually do it to our WIC clients who come in for their appointments. But if they wanted an Edinburgh screening, they're always welcome to come in and get one done.
So, baby blues.
Yes.
1 to 2 weeks after delivery.
Mm-hmm.
What are the baby blues?
The baby blues, it happens before postpartum depression. That, like you said, it's 1 to 2 weeks after postpartum. So once they get past that 1 to 2 weeks, we just start looking more at postpartum depression rather than baby blues. The baby blues is just more sadness, anxiety, but it's not as extreme. It's just something that you get after you start getting nervous that baby's coming. You're nervous that you don't have everything that you want, and you're sad that things are changing. But once it gets past that 2 weeks, we kind of look more at postpartum depression.
You're right, and it should move on after that. But what's the prevalence of this? I would think everybody goes through a bit of the baby blues, don't they?
Yeah, we expect them to go through a little bit.
So it's not that... Oh, I'm feeling like this. There's something's wrong with me. That's kind of absolutely normal, I would think. I don't know.
Yeah, like if a brand new mom comes in like a week or 2 weeks after and we do an Edinburgh and say they score like a 6, I normalize it. I say, this is normal. We expect this. I mean, we expect the anxiety, the sadness, but we'll just keep watch on you just to make sure that you're okay.
Yeah.
So.
See, it goes back to what I said, Connie. If I got the baby blues, I'd call grandma. You know, that was really, really nice, but very fortunate that I was able to have that. We're going to take another break. We'll be back for our final segment coming up here in just a moment. Welcome back, County Edition here on 1590 KVGB, 95.5 FM. Morgan Sanchez with us from the Barton County Health Department, and Connie Kale, Kansas Children's Services League, Healthy Families. All right, big event coming up here. The Community Baby Shower. Connie, you're all anxious here. Jump on.
It is June 13th.
Okay, June 13th. All right.
From 4 to 6:30 over here at the Jack Kilby Square.
How long have we been doing this?
This would be the fourth year.
Fourth year. So This is your fourth year. You've been on the ground floor of this, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We partner with the Barton County Health Department and the Great Bend Fire Department. And we have, from day one, partnered with them. And so this is our fourth year working together for this community baby shower.
How did we come up with a community baby shower? I mean,
well, actually, one of the workers, Vicki Richardson, that works for me,
okay,
she heard about this with another program, another Healthy Families program in the state was doing one, and we thought this is a wonderful thing to do. We wanted to bring it to Barton County, so we decided to go to Barton County Health Department and ask them what they thought about it. They jumped on board, liked it, and it took off from there.
If someone hasn't been to a community baby shower, what are they going to see, guys?
Well, we have different booths set up, for informational booths set around that would focus on families and mostly, you know, babies, people, parents that have small children. We have other things that will be activities that are going on. I'm going to let Morgan talk a little bit. I don't want to talk the interview, so I'm going to let her talk a little bit about a baby shower too.
Okay.
So she can tell you some of the things that the health department is doing.
Okay. Before you go into that,
okay,
what's the neatest thing that you like about this community baby shower the most, Morgan? This
will be my first one.
Okay.
With them.
When you look, okay, go ahead and tell me what's going on
okay.
here. Okay. We'll do that.
Okay. So for the Barton County Health Department, we are going to do a safe sleep training. We've got some of our employees right now that are getting licensed to do that. And then we will have Cody Rubel from the fire department who will be helping with that also. And then we will have the smoke cessation from one of the employees at the Barton County Health Department. Will have information on smoke cessation and how to stop smoking and different resources to do
Caitlin.
That. Caitlin,
yeah,
yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, good guess.
Yeah.
And then we have two car seat technicians at the health department, and they will be doing kind of just showing people how to put car installations for the car seats. And we will have daddy relays, and from what I understand, these are really fun, so all the dads should come out. Uh-huh. And then we will also offer immunizations.
You know, that car seat thing, I just need to go down there and go through that. Because back in my day, it was easy. It was easy to put a car seat in. Now, I can't figure it out. I just call my kids. Yeah. I mean, they're complicated.
They look complicated.
They look complicated. Morgan's just very nice. She said, just figure it out.
They are complicated. I agree. It's something that I feel like that if I were going to need to put in car seats, I would do that. At our program, whenever we do transport any of the parents that with their kids, we have them put in the car seats. Yes. I don't have to do that, but we do want to make sure that they've had the training. And so we are encouraging them to come down to do the car seat demonstrations.
Okay. And this is on June
13th.
13th. And is that a Saturday?
It's not. It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday evening. Is it part of the, well, anyway, it's just on Thursday, June 13th.
It is.
What time does it start?
4.
Okay, it'd be like the farmer's market will be going on down there as well.
Yes,
so that's a whole day of activities.
It is. And we also will have door prizes for everyone. And we have face painting. And we'll have free popcorn and water. And there'll be a wonderful story time. And so I think that and if you go through the safe sleep training that the health department is going to do,
mm-hmm.
then you get a free pack and play. And that is pretty awesome.
A free pack and play?
Yes.
Where were you guys back in the day?
I know. and I will say, though, that once they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone. So,
yes.
So, mm-hmm. So we give away... We give away quite a few.
Yes, we do.
And but you know, don't wait till the last 15 minutes to come out because there may not be any more left.
Sounds good, Connie, Morgan. Thank you very much. Anything else?
I don't believe
you were very, very thorough today, especially first time on the show.
Well,
Karen Winkleman, I'm going to tell her that you guys are like way up there on the top. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Okay, Connie Kale, Kansas Children's Service League, Healthy Families, and Morgan Sanchez from the Barton County Health Department here on County Edition on 1590 KVGB and 95.5 FM.